and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, and we are joined by a very special guest, Jose De Jesus Ortiz, but he wants us to call him Jesus. So how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, guys. It's such an honor to be on here with you guys. I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been interacting with you guys for several years, and I love what you guys do. Thank you. This is such an honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you. I was just going to say all that about you and the time you took. You came out of press box to say hi to me at spring training. I want to say it was. So we've been through Talking Stros or whatever this is, but this is definitely an interesting offseason, not to mention everything that's happened last offseason, but now we got everything that's going on this offseason. We got a lot to talk about on this Locked On Astros podcast, and you can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart to play the podcast Locked On Astros. And Jesus, you know what we need to do? We need to get together one time and have some Belching Beaver. Brett, can you tell us a little bit about Belching Beaver?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, they launched in 2012, and, you know, we made an offseason acquisition bringing them on board with us, but they made another acquisition themselves, and they came to Texas. That's right. They teamed up with Ambient. Let me tell you what the CEO, Tom Vogel, said. He said, "We are very excited to announce our launch into the great state of Texas. This is something we have wanted to do for a very long time, but we couldn't find the right distributing partner, and we're thrilled to partner with Ambient. Texans certainly know their beer, and it will be on us to keep them immersed in the best styles that we can make. I hope to be able to drink a few pints right along with the local craft on 6th Street, especially with our buddies at Pint House Brewing." So go to their website, belchingbeaver.com, and check out their amazing varieties, and go have a damn good time. If you're in Southern California, check them out. You can even get their stuff delivered, or go to belchingbeaver.bev and find where you can get Belching Beaver from your local grocery store or liquor counter. So y'all check it out. They are top notch, and we are bringing it home to Texas.
All right. So, Jesus, I know that you've been covering the Astros for a long time, going back to the Billy Wagner days. I want to say you were right. What do you think about his slight rise to the Hall of Fame this year? He went up from, 30-something percent to 46% this year. Do you think that he has what it takes to make that big jump?
Absolutely. Billy Wagner is one of my all-time favorite guys I've ever covered. So I got here in 2001 from the Mets beat. So I ended up covering spring training in 2001 in Port St. Lucie with the Mets, and then was here for opening day 2001. And I got to know Billy Wagner really well. I'm a big proponent of Billy Wagner's Hall of Fame candidacy. We actually did I dropped a podcast with Billy Wagner. And he shared some great stuff. We dropped it this Monday. And if you guys have time, I'll share that story. One of the many stories that he dropped. But yes, absolutely. And I've told him 15% jump. Everybody except for Gil Hodges, who's gotten to 50%, has made the Hall of Fame. I would bet 2 months' mortgages that he will eclipse 50% next year. And if you look at the people who put him on their ballot, it's one thing for Jesus Ortiz to put you on their ballot, not to be Ricky Henderson and talk about myself in the third person, but when Tom Verducci puts you on his ballot, guys notice. You know, when Jay Jaffe puts you on his ballot, guys, the math is there for Billy Wagner. Billy Wagner's numbers compare among the all-time greats. Lee Smith, Holland, Mariano Rivera, I voted for all those guys. Hoffman, I should say, not Holland. Hoffman, I voted for all those gentlemen. They all got in. Obviously, Lee Smith got in on the Veterans Committee. This was the 15th year I voted. And Eckersley, Goose Gossage, They've been on my ballot. So I'm a big proponent. I got a lot of grief a couple of years ago because I had four closers on that ballot. I had Wagner, Smith. I think it's time. We've seen with designated hitters, with Edgar Martinez getting in, Harold Baines getting in. So people who were overlooked in the past aren't overlooked now. They're more appreciated. The designated hitters being appreciated. The relievers are being, you know, the only guy in history to be unanimous is Mariano Rivera, a closer. So the numbers are there, and Billy Wagner was among the greats.
So is the fact that closers, you know, there's not many of them in there, because the closer is somewhat of a more recent position in the changing of the game in the last 20 or so years. I mean, I know we've had relief pitching, the Role Age Relief Man of the Year. I remember that award growing up. But is it because of the nuance of it being a closer role, it being a niche role, limited time on the field, that keeps guys from wanting to put someone in the Hall of Fame? Is that what it is? Or is there something else that they're hesitant to give those guys more votes?
I think that's the biggest reason, right? There haven't been many closers in because, as you mentioned, the history, it's later. But I can't speak for why other guys aren't voting or haven't voted, but I assume, you know, I guess I can't speak of it because I've written stories about this and interviewed people. And I asked Tony La Russa after Lee Smith was voted in, you know, and he said, he had the great answer. He says, they're part of your team. You need them. Like they are, you know, it's a position. So you need a first baseman, you need a second baseman, shortstop, left, you know. And now if you want to win, you need a great closer. You think of the 2003 Astros had three closers on that team. Think about it. Dotel, Lidge, Wagner. They had so much depth that they were able to trade Wagner. And then, you know, then Dotel took it over and then Lidge took it over. And, you know, Lidge almost got him to the World Series in 2004 here. And we know what he did in Philadelphia. When you have a brilliant closer like Lidge was in Philadelphia, you could go all the way to, you know, to championship level.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that there a lot of talk has been about nobody being elected to the Hall of Fame this year. I know that Curt Schilling has basically taken him, or he's trying to take himself off his final year of ballot. You know what? I think that Curt Schilling needs a Built Bar. I think a Built Bar, maybe if he gets something in his stomach, maybe that will help him think before he speaks. So what do you think, Brett?
Well, you know, I love Built Bars. I don't know. I don't know if a Built Bar is what he needs. He probably needs more than that. But let me tell you about Built Bars. They have these things called Built Puffs now. Hold on. Let me just tell you all they have. They don't just have Built Bars. Now, Jesus, if you've not heard of Built Bar, they are the premier protein bar on the market, because when you eat it, you're not consuming some chalky, heavy protein bar. You're consuming a candy bar. It's wrapped in 100% chocolate. But their varieties are insane. They have Built Bars. They have Built Puffs. They have Built Bites. They have Built Go Gel for those runners and endurance athletes. They have Built Boost, immune boosters that we consume, and Built Broth. We haven't delved into that one yet, but let me tell you about Built Bars. Let me tell you about coconut. If you like coconut, 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, very low sugar, and it's perfect for those people that are on the keto diet if you're trying to lose or maintain weight. Go to BuiltBar.com and use a promo code LOCKEDON and get 20% off your first order. And go check it out, because right now they are running free gifts. You look on their website. If you order Built Puffs, it's 15% off right now, store-wide. They have everything you'll ever need. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and tell them H.L. Wheelhouse sent you.
What do you think about this whole Curt Schilling issue?
Yeah, that's a very good topical question. First of all, I don't think they'll remove him from the ballot. You know, he's been there 9 years. It's the Hall of Fame's decision. And I know they, you know, they were asked once to remove the gentleman who just got elected by the Veterans Committee this year after he passed away. He had once asked the former Marvin Miller, he had asked to be removed from the process, and they never removed him. And sadly, he's inducted, you know, after his death. But I don't think they'll remove him. I think he just whined. And I just saw a column, a tweet by Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, which was kind of like the craziest tweet, where he pointed out how he still voted for Steve Carlton and then mentioned all the evil things Steve Carlton had voted, had said. And it was just, I'm going to read it for you because you're going to be like, what? Do you guys know the tweet I'm talking about?
So yeah, I thought.
This is what, hey, Kurt, what Hall of Famer said 12 Swiss Jewish bankers ruled the world? The last 8 U.S. presidents were traitors and AIDS. And he said that AIDS was hatched in Maryland lab. And he says, and then he says Steve Carlton. And then he says P.S. that he voted for him. And I'm thinking, like, dude, that's not a badge of honor. So just because other people overlooked racists, overlooked wife abusers, doesn't mean we have to continue to, you know, I voted for Omar Vizquel last year and I voted for him in this year's election. If you read the Athletic report, like, there's no way in hell I'll vote for him again. Like that, I don't know how, and some people were saying, oh, you know, Kirby Puckett got in and he was accused. Like, well, so what? Just because other writers were cool with a guy beating his wife or didn't think that was a disqualifying character flaw doesn't mean I have to see it that way. With that said, I cowardly voted for Schilling last year and wrote a column about how I hated it. And I voted for him again this year after telling a very good friend, two very good friends who are columnists and writer, that I wouldn't. But I guarantee you I won't vote for him next year. He'll never get my vote again. You know, praising the insurrection is just something that, you know, as stupid as it sounds, something like it was the straw that, you know, broke the camel's back, as if like all the other crap he said wasn't bad enough.
That's all we got for this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with Jesus Ortiz, and we're going to talk a little bit more about his thoughts on what the Astros did this offseason, the loss of George Springer, and we'll talk about his interviews with Jeff Bagwell and Billy Wagner on the Locked On Astros podcast. And we cover everything you need to know about the Houston Astros. But what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with the Locked On Today podcast. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports you need to hear every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get the podcast, and look back tomorrow for part two of the Jesus visit to the Locked On Astros podcast. And go Astros, and we'll see you tomorrow.